Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact, the podcast where we highlight outdoor adventures and impactful programs that help youth build skills, confidence, and lasting memories. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're talking about one of the most scenic camps in our council, Camp Hunt. Camp Hunt is a waterfront gem located on the western shore of Bear Lake, offering both Scouts BSA summer camp weeks and 3 and 4 day youth camps for church and community groups. Whether you're hoping to earn merit badges or connect with your group through outdoor adventures, Camp Hunt has something for everyone. Joining me today is Camp Director Noah and Program Director Jacob, who are here to give us behind-the-scenes look at what campers and leaders can expect this season. We'll talk about camp schedules, activity stations, meals, swim checks, and lots more. Let's dive in. Noah and Jacob, it's good to have you guys on today.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
So, Noah, tell us, how did you become involved in camp leadership?
That's a long story, but pretty much I've been working at camp since I was 14 years old. I've loved every minute of it. And as I got older, I just kind of naturally was given more responsibility until it ended up that there wasn't anyone above me to take the place of the camp director. So I filled in that position and I've loved it ever since.
Well, we are lucky to have you on the team. What is it that excites you most about the summer at Camp Hunt?
I'm just excited to have all of the youth come up, get to participate in all of the activities that we've got. We have a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for me to have fun with these kids and let them experience sailing and swimming and things that they don't normally get to experience in their everyday school lives during the rest of the year.
There are lots of adventures at Camp Hunt, that's for sure. Now, Jacob, tell us about yourself. How did you get involved with Camp Hunt?
My involvement, I think, is a little less typical. I didn't really do a lot of scout or scout camps when I was younger, but I've known Noah for a long time. We've been best friends for a while, and I've seen him work at camp every summer and seen how it's impacted him. And once he got this opportunity to become camp director at Camp Hunt, he reached out to me, says, I need a program director, and I would like you to fill that position. And after a lot of thought, I took it, and I'm grateful that I did. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. It's been cool to experience what he's been experiencing his whole life, going off to camp every summer, and I know why he does it now. It's such a wonderful experience to get outdoors and really stretch yourself and, you know, learn to grow your confidence and grow yourself as a person. So that's how I've become involved with camp.
What do you love most about the atmosphere at Camp Hunt?
Camp Hunt is just beautiful. I say it a lot, but I feel like it's less of a camp and it's more of a resort. Being up there at Bear Lake, the sights are beautiful. It's always refreshing to be out by the water. And I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to go up with your friends and your leaders and to come closer together, be a little bit secluded and see the beauty. And I just love the staff. They are so passionate about what they do. And I think they bring a great atmosphere to the camp. They want the best for everybody coming up and will provide a great opportunity and a great program for them.
Let's dive into a little bit of details about the actual facility at Camp Hunt. Can you tell us where it's located and how these groups can get there, depending on if they live in Salt Lake, Ogden, or maybe if they're even coming from Idaho?
Camp Hunt is located right on the shore of Bear Lake. We've got our own little private beach. It's wonderful. We're just north of Garden City. So if you're coming from down south from Utah, you can come up through Logan and up through Logan Canyon right into Garden City. And we're just a couple miles north. If you're coming from Idaho, you just come down south to Garden City and you'll pass us right on your way. We just have beautiful access to the lake. Like I said, we're right there on the shore.
Can folks just type in Camp Hunt and find it on Google Maps or Apple Maps?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. If you just put in Camp Hunt right there into Maps, it'll take you right to us.
Now, when the groups get to camp, which parking lot are they pulling into? Is the staff going to be there to greet them? Tell us about that scenario.
We have a small parking lot located right in front of our main lodge and dining hall. And that's where you can pull in when you first arrive to camp, send one of your adult leaders who's in charge into the lodge to check in your group and give us the paperwork. And then we will direct you and we'll have staff at our larger parking lot where you guys will be parking your cars for your stay at camp. So we'll take care of all of that organization once you get there. we'll have staff guiding you every step of the way.
Jacob, can you describe what leaders need to bring with them for the check-in process, both for scout groups and youth camp group?
Yeah, so for the Scout BSA groups, all you'll need is the Scouting America Health forms. There's going to be three different ones, parts A, B, and C. We'll need all three of those parts. And for youth groups, we'll only need the first two parts, A and B. We will not be needing part C. When you come in to check in, we'll have in the lodge set up different stations, different tables. You'll come in first with your group roster, meet with somebody to make sure that you've got everything paid for and that everybody that you said was going to be at camp is at camp, and we'll move over to our medical forms table where you'll hand in the parts A, B, and C for the scout groups, and for youth groups, just parts A and B, and we'll keep those on file in case anything happens and we have that information. And then we'll have you move on to the program table. We'll discuss what's actually happening those weeks, what the program's going to look like, so you're not surprised by anything. And then finally, last but not least, the swim checks table. Making sure you got your swim checks done, and if you need to get those done. That's kind of what check-in will look like. It's pretty quick, and it's pretty seamless. We'll guide you through every step of the way.
Jacob, can you spend a minute just describing the swim check process?
So the swim check is pretty simple. It's just a way to see, for us to see your swimming capabilities, your swimming abilities, and be able to pair you up better with those abilities so that we can ensure that you're safe out in the water. A swim check is pretty simple. It just involves swimming a certain distance using different strokes. So a forward stroke, a backstroke, just so we could see that full scope of capabilities. And that could actually be done before you even come to camp. If you have a pool or something in your area, you can get that checked off. But you could also do it at camp during check-in. You can meet down at the waterfront. Well, our waterfront director will walk you through the process and get those swim checks done for you pretty simple.
Jacob, I just pulled up the adventure guide at utahscouts.org/hunt. I scrolled to the very end and I found the swim check form. It looks quite easy. So to be able to do that before you arrive to camp, I'm sure that saves groups a little bit of time when they do arrive at camp. Is that correct?
Yes, it's always really appreciated if a group can be forward thinking to get that done beforehand.
And if not, then your team is ready to do that when they get there at camp.
Of course, yeah.
Excellent.
We're happy to do so.
Now, Noah, let's talk a little bit more about the physical facilities at camp. It's my understanding that Camp Hunt's facilities were renovated just over 10 years ago. Can you describe what the campers are going to expect as far as the campsites, maybe the showers, the restroom facilities throughout the camp?
Yeah, absolutely. We, like you said, we've got some great facilities at camp, and we take pride in making sure that they're very well cared for and kept clean. So every unit, every group that comes up to camp has their own campsite. There's lots of shade at camp, lots of big trees. The campsites are great, and each campsite's going to have a picnic table or multiple, if needed, shade from the trees and a campfire in each campsite. And then there will also be bathrooms scattered throughout all of the campsites. We have modern flush toilets and hot showers. We always have hot water for everyone at camp. And those, like I said, are scattered throughout the campsite, so you never have to worry about it being too far away. We also have a wonderful dining hall for those who will be eating in camp. And all of this is centrally located in only a couple of acres, so everything's pretty close and easy to access.
Now, for those of our listeners who have been to Bear Lake, know that there are many resorts around the lake, and it sounds like Camp Hunt is fitting in with those resorts. Sounds like a beautiful facility.
Yep, I say we're a perfect blend of a resort and a camping experience, so it's great.
I like that. All right, gentlemen, let's take a few minutes and talk about the Scout Camp program offered at Camp Hunt. Noah, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
So our Scout Camp program runs Monday through Saturday morning. We have activities all throughout the week, and the main activities every day are our merit badge classes. So in the mornings, we have three class periods where our scouts can choose to take a class on a certain merit badge, and by the end of the week, have earned that merit badge. And so those all happen before lunch. And then after lunch, we have open activities. So our scouts are able to go and participate in swimming or boating, go shoot bows and arrows at archery, do crafts at handicraft, or a lot of other things, and they can kind of do whatever they want. Pick your own adventure. It's not as structured as the morning classes. And then in the evenings, we have lots of camp-wide activities, campfires where the staff put on skits and songs. We have an honor trail for our scouts, as well as a campfire where the scouts put on the skits. So we have lots of fun with that. Make sure that our time is full of fun activities and games. And we love to do that with everyone in camp.
Jacob, as the program director, you know these programs being offered in and out. Can you spend the next couple of minutes describing what kind of activities are available for the scouts?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course, Jeremy. I'd love to talk more about that. We have five different areas that we provide here at Camp Hunt. We have, of course, our waterfront area. We have archery, outdoor skills, handicraft, and nature. Our nature area, we provide different merit badges such as space exploration, environmental sciences, geology, mammal studies, outdoor skills. We have pioneering, orienteering, first aid, search and rescue. Handicraft, that's if you want to get crafty. Sculpting, woodwork, leatherwork is a big favorite. You know, you get to make fun little leather things that you can bring around with you the rest of camp. Archery is also another big favorite. Of course, you'll be learning how to shoot some bow and arrows into these targets that we have, but you can also do fun things like making arrows out of, or pens out of arrows as well. And then, of course, the pride and joy of Bear Lake. We're at Bear Lake. We got to have a waterfront area, and there's plenty to offer there. We have basic swimming. We have kayaking, paddle boards. We have life saving, you know. And then, of course, one of my favorites, small boat sailing, which I think is a gem that we offer there and a big favorite. You can go out sailing on the lake. It's such a wonderful opportunity. And anything you want to learn, anything your heart desires, we could provide for you.
Jacob, that is quite the list of excitement for the scouts. Can you spend a couple minutes describing Camp Hunt's 3-day and 4-day youth camp experiences?
Of course, I would love to. So during our youth weeks, the weeks are split up into two groups. Our 3-day, which is our Monday through Wednesday, arriving Monday morning and leaving Wednesday morning. And then our 4-day group, arriving Wednesday afternoon and leaving Saturday morning. And we won't obviously be offering merit badge classes for the youth groups, but we'll still have a lot of our areas open for the youth groups and a lot of fun opportunities to try some new things and to learn some new things. We'll have our archery area open, which is a big favorite during the youth groups. You can be able to shoot with your leaders and see who's the better archer among your friends and among your leaders. See if you can get a shoot your leaders. And then we'll have our waterfront open, of course. You could be able to do lots of fun things such as, you know, that we have that we could offer for merit badges. We have swimming, paddleboarding, kayaking. We'll even have some groups out. We'll have a member of our staff be able to take some groups out for sailing as long as the weather permits. You know, we need wind to sail, but that'll be available as well. And that was a big hit. I know last summer, people really enjoyed learning something new. Kind of like what Noah said, something that you don't typically get during your school day. Be able to go out, get in the water, and learn a new skill that you can have in your back pocket. I think it's really special. We'll also have a lot of field games. These are out basically the entire youth weeks. You can play some spike ball. You can play some bocce ball. You can play some cornhole. Just a lot of fun games in case, you know, there's somebody in your group who's not really particularly fond of the water. They play some field games as well. And basically just lots of opportunities to get outside, get going, get moving, and come close together as a group.
I would also add to that, just one little note is that for our scout weeks, our schedule is pretty structured. And then we've got lots of structured activity times for the scouts. And for our youth group camping experience, it's a bit more open, a bit more the groups can create their own schedules and decide when they want to do what activities. And they can even go outside of camp and do activities if they want. There's local hikes, boating, and all of those different things are fairly popular among our groups. And so it's a much more loosely structured program so that our participants can create exactly what they want in their camp experience.
Yeah, there's lots of free time built into there so that if you have activities that you want to do specific with your group, that's built into the schedule so you can do the things that you've planned in your own campsites, and you can reserve also special areas at our campsites. We have little recreational areas, places with benches that you can kind of rent out for your group if you have a special activity planned too.
So would some of those special activities be like a fireside or a devotional if these youth groups have a guest speaker coming up from their neighborhood? Are they able to have those kind of experiences perhaps in the evening, Jacob?
Yes. In fact, there's one of my favorite spots in camp is this old spot we used to do campfires with beautiful, like, old logs for benches. And you just get to look out on the lake. And that's one of our areas that you can reserve. And I know a lot of the church groups that come up like to have firesides and devotionals special to just their group so that they can, you know, share spiritual experiences with one another, a little bit secluded, and see the beautiful lake behind them. It's one of my favorite opportunities that you can have at camp, just to come closer together as your group.
It's my understanding that on the first night of the 3-day and the 4-day groups, you guys do, your staff puts together a campfire program. And then on the other remaining nights of that youth camp session, is there time for the group to do their own thing?
Yes, of course.
Now, Noah, can you describe a little bit more about some of the group games the youth camp participants are able to participate in?
Yes. So these are one of my favorite parts about camp and the activities that we do. We call them our Waterfront Olympics. And so this is a camp-wide activity. We invite all of our participants in camp that week to come down, and we've got lots of different competitions and games, whether that's paddleless kayaks where you have to race just paddling with your hands. That one's a lot of fun. We've got a canoe that's full of sand and gold that they can pan for gold.
Real
that one
gold
was a hit last summer.
Authentic
Everybody likes
gold
to find their little nuggets of fool's gold in reality, but it's lots of fun. We've got paper airplane throwing competitions and a tug of war. We've got a relay race and all kinds of different fun activities that the groups can participate in. And that is always a lot of fun. And so we'll do those on one afternoon with the whole camp.
Sounds like there's a little bit of everything to do. And that's perhaps one of the best selling points for these youth camp sessions is a local youth group leader can come to camp and your team provides most all of the fun. And that youth camp group can just bring the perhaps the spiritual aspects that they want to integrate into their programs throughout the time at camp. Noah, can you tell us a little bit about the meal opportunities while groups are at Camp Hunt? And this is for scouts and youth camp group.
So like I said a little bit earlier, we've got a beautiful dining hall at camp and a fully staffed kitchen. And we have two options for meals. Our groups can either eat in the dining hall where we provide all of the food cooked. They're great meals with a great staff preparing them, and I would highly recommend it. Or we have the option where groups can bring their own food. They can prepare it in their own campsite. They just need to make sure to bring all of their cooking equipment, utensils, dishwashing equipment, that kind of stuff. But that's another great option if you want to go that route.
Do you guys provide ice, or will groups need to plan on bringing their own ice or going and getting that into town to keep their food cool if they do choose to bring their own?
We do sell ice in our trading post. That's another great part of camp is we've got a small trading post with lots of different souvenirs and snacks and ice down there. So you can always get some ice if you need it at our trading post.
Jacob, can you tell us what campers should make sure that they bring to camp and perhaps some of the things that they need to just leave at home?
So it's necessary to bring the things that you would normally bring to camp. You need to bring a sleeping bag, things that you need to sleep in, an extra pair of socks in case your feet get cold, things like that. And of course, we're at the lake, you need to bring a swimsuit to get in the water. And something that's important are water shoes, not only for getting out in the lake, but as Noah mentioned before, part of our facilities, we have showers, we have buildings that you could shower in, and water shoes will be helpful for that as well. And I think it's just really important to bring sunscreen and a refillable water bottle. You're going to be outside at Camp Hunt a lot of the day. There is definitely a lot of shady areas, but you're out there by the lake. It's important to be safe and wear that sunscreen and drink plenty of water. So a water bottle will be nice to have. And of course, a day pack, maybe things such as a first aid kit in case you need that. But things not to bring, I would suggest not bringing a phone. You won't really need a phone out there. It's a wonderful opportunity to kind of take a break from the real world, unplug yourself. That's one of the reasons I really love camp, is to be able to step away from, quote unquote, the real world, if you will, and be able to take in the beauty of the lake and to be able to spend quality time with the people around you. And I promise you won't regret it. I promise that you'll look back on that and just cherish and remember those memories rather than the time spent on a phone. And the connection's not great up there anyway, if you want to be on your phone. So I would encourage to leave those at home. Your leaders will have phones in case of any emergency, but I'm unplugged.
Noah, can you talk about the upcoming open house that you're going to be hosting for youth groups?
So we're going to be having an open house up at camp on Saturday, May 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's a great opportunity for our leaders who have signed up for camp to come up. You can get a tour of the camp, see your campsite that you're going to be staying in, visit the activity stations. Me and my wife will be up there, and so you'll be able to meet us and kind of ask any questions that you need to. And we'll also have reservations available for, like Jake was talking about, reserving some of our areas if you have a fireside that you're wanting to do while you're at camp, and you can kind of get a head start on that stuff before everyone's trying to get reservations for what they want. You can get a head start on that.
This sounds like a great opportunity for leaders to get a layout of the camp and to meet you guys. And there's nothing more than knowing what you're getting yourself into before you get up there this summer. Noah, will you spend a minute or two describing the online merit badge signup process for our scout group?
All of our merit badge signups and merit badge advancement is done online. So you have access to that after camp as well as before. Our signups for our classes, the three class periods that I talked about earlier, the signups open on May 1st at 8 a.m. And the unit needs to have at least half of their balance paid in our system for them to be allowed to get into that program and sign up for their merit badge classes. I would recommend getting on as soon as you can. Our class sizes, we try to accommodate as many people as we can and get them all in the classes that they want, but there are class size limitations. And so the sooner that you get in, the more likely it will be that you're able to get all of the classes that you want when you want them. And if you have any changes that need to be made during our check-in process at camp, we'll double check all of your merit badge registrations, make sure everything's correct. So make sure that when you arrive at camp, you have a finalized list of the merit badge classes that the scouts are wanting to take. And if they aren't already signed up for those classes, make sure to have a few backup classes just in case their first pick may not have an position available.
Before we wrap up today's podcast about Camp Hunt, I want our listeners to be able to find out a little bit more about yourselves. Let's take a minute to learn about you guys. Jacob, what is your favorite tradition or memory of Scout Camp?
I'd have to say my favorite tradition we have at Camp Hunt is at the end of our campfires, we always do a flag retirement. That, I think, is a wonderful opportunity to kind of quiet down, be a little bit more reverent. Camp Hunt, like we've mentioned this whole podcast, we have lots of wonderful activities, lots of fun games, opportunities to be active and play and have fun with one another. But that flag retirement at the end of the night, towards the end of our campfire, is a special opportunity that we have to retire a flag that might be torn or seen the end of its life. We do so in a very respectful manner. Our staff is well rehearsed in how to do so, and it's an opportunity to reflect on the things that you've done and learned throughout the day and reflect on the type of person that you want to become and maybe make some goals and promises to yourself on who you want to be. I know it always, you know, it gets me tearing up a little bit. It helps me to take a second and to be grateful for the opportunity to be outdoors, to stretch myself, to learn new things, and gives me not only respect for my country, but for myself in a weird way, and that I want to become a better person. I think that's just a great opportunity that if you allow yourself to have it, that we can offer.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Noah, how about yourself? Do you have a favorite memory that you've experienced at camp?
Yes, I have so many memories that I love from camp. It's hard to pick just one of them, but I just love are similar to Jake. I love our flag ceremonies every day. It's one of my favorite parts of camp when all of the camp gets to get together at our parade grounds. We get to have fun, sing a lot of fun songs. I love singing up at camp. We sing lots of fun songs and we have fun skits, but then we also get to every morning start our day off with a flag ceremony, a little bit of reverence, and end the day in the same way where we gather together and get to have that moment of contemplation together. And I just really think that that's a wonderful thing.
Noah and Jacob, I want to thank you both for sharing your time and giving us an exciting look at Camp Hunt, whether you're coming for scout camp or youth camp. Sounds like an incredible place to make memories and grow as a team. To learn more or register, visit utahscouts.org. And don't forget to subscribe to Miles of Impact for more behind-the-scenes camp stories. Until next time, keep adventuring, keep learning, and keep making an impact. We'll see you at Camp Hunt.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.